This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Clarence Kennedy. Last name K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. Clarence, C-L-A-R-E-N-C. Place of the Pines of Burton. Memory Care South. Date was August 29, 2022. Mr. Kennedy was seen mainly because of a large abscess on his chest in the area of the sternum. New paragraph. He also is known to have diabetes and coronary disease, period. New paragraph history. Mr. Kennedy has been on Keflex for a week. He has a lump on the chest wall that's growing, and it seems very purulent and appears fluctuant as if there's sebum and pus in it, period. He also has hypertension, which is stable, and he has coronary artery disease, which is not bothering him at present. There's no chest pain, no cardiac symptoms, period. He has diabetes, which has been relatively stable also, and there's no polyuria or polydipsia. New paragraph, review of systems is negative for pain, except some pain in the area of the chest wall mass. There's no dyspnea, no nausea, vomiting, no abdominal pain. He's not feeling feverish. New paragraph examination, he's not acutely distressed. Temperature 98.5, pulse 71. Blood pressure 129 over 82, and respiratory rate was 12. Head and neck was unremarkable. Lungs were clear to auscultation, period. Can have asked for normal heart sounds. No gout, no murmur. Abdomen is non-tender. New paragraph. The chest wall showed a large mass size, more like a tennis ball size than actual golf ball size, period. It appeared ripe, and I went with it on the scalpel. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. Kennedy, via scalpel, had a tremendous amount of pus removed after an incision, period. We had at least the size of a tennis ball worth of sebum and pus combined with much odor removed, period. There was a slight depression in the area of the sternum, period. He tolerated the procedure very well. There was some discomfort, period. We'll continue the Keflex, period. I believe he will feel better for this period. Two, he has hypertension, which is currently controlled.
What in God's name has happened to that in the United States of America?
With Metoprolol 100 milligrams daily plus Lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, period. Three is coronary artery disease, which is stable, period. He's on the Metoprolol and atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily and aspirin 81 milligrams daily, period. Four, he has diabetes mellitus and remains in Danubia 100 milligrams daily plus Levemir 12 units nightly plus metformin 850 milligrams BID, period. And searchline for depression, period. He also is under hospice care, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.
Fashion, you have no leg to stand on here. If we're going to get brought into the American world, we're going to get no Biden.
Lousy dump shit that they